inconvenience. We are trying to change the world.
Occupy Wall Street!
It took a long time for the Occupy Wall Street story to occupy the headlines. Reporters, including our own Monica Miller, did cover that first protest on September 17th. Yet New York protests happen all the time. Who knew it would go global and so quickly? Within weeks, a neighborhood park became a mass of tents and tarps and drums and noise.
Have made this their temporary residence.
Marla Diamond on the downtown park that became a tourist destination. People came to see an undefined movement that railed at banks and high-flying traders, seen as victimizing the shrinking middle class, the unemployed, the foreclosed, the 99%. And it captured the imagination of young, old, war veterans, folk heroes like Pete Seeger, David Crosby, and Graham Nash. Others were wary, or worse. Staten Island Congressman Michael Grimm called them
degenerates and miscreants, drug addicts, anarchists, and communists.
Just shy of 2 months later, on November 15th, the long, strange camping trip was over.
All property, including tents and personal belongings, must be removed.
This is Sean Adams. Police moved in, protesters dispersed or got arrested, and power washers took over.
Make no mistake, the final decision to act was mine and mine alone.
And backed up by the court.
The judge has just issued his ruling. Protesters cannot go back into the park to camp out.
Today, the bronze bull on Wall Street remains in a cage of police barricades. In the winter wind, you might find 20 protesters still in Zuccotti Park. Is the movement dormant or dead? That's a story for 2012. Wayne Cabot, WCBS 880 News.